Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I changed one thing about my SE interview 6 months ago, and it's been the single biggest improvement to my hiring quality. I added a live role play round, not a tell me about a time when question, an actual scenario where the candidate has to perform.
What kind of scenario?
Different every time, but here's the one that's become my favorite. I tell the candidate, you're about to demo to 8 people. On the call are 2 end users, a technical architect, a VP of operations, and someone from procurement. You've got 45 minutes. Walk me through how you'd structure it. And then I watch them think.
That's not a knowledge question. That's a design question.
Exactly. And the gap between good and great is enormous. A good candidate says, I'd start with the overview, then go into technical details. Generic. Safe. A great one says, I'd open with the VP's business problem, spend 10 minutes on outcomes before touching the product, shift to the user's workflow, and save procurement's security questions for the end, because if I start there, the VP checks out.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Part 3 of our series on hiring the right SE. We've covered why most hiring is broken and how to spot coachability. Today, why live scenarios tell you what behavioral questions never will.
I'll say it bluntly. The standard behavioral interview is a storytelling contest. Tell me about a deal that went sideways. Every experienced SE has a polished version of that story. They've told it 15 times. The delivery is smooth. The lessons are tidy, and it tells you almost nothing about what they'd actually do on your team with your product.
Because past performance stories are curated. Live performance isn't.
So what scenarios do you run beyond the multi-audience demo?
2 more. The competitor objection. I play a prospect and say, we've been looking at a competitor and they do everything we need. Why should we bother with you? The weak answer trashes the competitor immediately. The strong answer pivots to discovery. That's interesting. What are the top things driving your evaluation? Because in a real deal, you never win by attacking. You win by understanding what the customer actually values.
And the second?
The blocked deal. Tech team loves you. CFO is blocking. Doesn't see ROI. What do you do? This separates SEs who think their job ends at the demo from SEs who understand the full cycle. Weak answer? That's the AE's problem. Strong answer. Build the business case, quantify the cost of inaction, arm the champion to present upward.
That's the AE's problem. I've heard that in interviews. Instant disqualification in my org. Because yes, the AE owns the commercial relationship. But an SE who can't think in terms of business outcomes is just a feature narrator.
And you can't detect that in a behavioral question. You detect it in the moment.
I want to add how we've structured this at scale. My SE managers run a panel split into 2 halves. First half, behavioral and cultural fit. Second half, pure scenario work. The panel includes 1 SE manager, 1 senior SE, and sometimes an AE. The AE's perspective is surprisingly valuable. They're evaluating whether they'd want to work with this person in a deal.
Having an AE in the SE interview is a move I hadn't considered. Do they actually add signal?
They catch things we miss. An SE manager might love a candidate's technical depth. The AE might say, that person talked for 15 minutes straight without checking if I had questions. That's going to be a problem in joint customer meetings. Different lens, same goal.
So the interview itself models the collaboration the job requires.
Right. If you're hiring someone to work in a partnership, evaluate them in a partnership setting.
1 more thing. Don't overscript the role plays. 2-sentence setup, see what they do. The ones who ask clarifying questions before jumping in? Discovery instinct. They're qualifying the scenario. The ones who launch straight into a pitch without understanding the context? That's what they'll do in a customer meeting.
And that maps directly to the job. Every customer interaction starts with ambiguity. You never have the full picture. The candidate who can navigate ambiguity in an interview will navigate it in a deal.
What's the move?
Add a live scenario round to your SE interview. Pick one: the multi-audience demo, the competitor objection, or the blocked deal. Give a two-sentence setup. Watch how they think, not just what they say. And if you can, put an AE on the panel. The person who'll partner with this SE every day deserves a voice in the hiring decision.
Part 3 of 4. Stop asking what they've done. Watch what they do. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.